Welcome back to the Growing Dad Podcast. I'm Jacob Sager, and today we're exploring how we, as fathers, can model curiosity and a love for lifelong learning. Our children learn more from what we do than what we say. So let's explore why this matters and how we can embody these qualities in our daily lives. Modeling curiosity and lifelong learning is crucial for several reasons. First, it shows our children that learning doesn't stop when formal education ends. Moreover, by demonstrating various forms of thinking, we help our kids develop cognitive flexibility. This skill is invaluable in our rapidly changing world. Additionally, when we model curiosity, we encourage our children to ask questions and seek understanding. This fosters critical thinking and problem-solving skills. Lastly, by showing our own passion for learning, we inspire our children to develop their own interests and pursue knowledge for its own sake. So how can we model curiosity and lifelong learning? Let's start by asking questions out loud. When you encounter something new, voice your curiosity. I wonder how that works. Next, demonstrate different ways of thinking. Show how you approach problems from various angles, logically, creatively, or analytically. Think out loud. Engage your child in this process. It's also powerful to learn alongside your children. Pick up a new skill or hobby together, showing that learning can be a collaborative and fun experience. Another strategy is to embrace not knowing. Even though you're dad, you gotta show that you don't know everything. When your child asks a question you can't answer, model how to find information rather than dismissing the query or imitating credibility. Lastly, share your own learning experiences. Talk about what you're reading, a new skill you're developing, or an interesting podcast you've discovered. Your next step is to actively model curiosity and learning this week. Here's a simple plan. First, choose a topic you know little about but find interesting. Research it and share your discoveries with your children. Next, when faced with a problem, think out loud to show your children your thought process. Demonstrate different approaches to solving it and thinking about it. Finally, start a family question jar. Yeah, a jar where anyone can just write down a question that they've had, and then every once in a while you get together as a family, maybe over dinner, maybe at a separate time on the couch, and go through these questions together. It can be funny, and it can be sweet, and it can definitely be a moment of intellectual growth together. At the end of the week, reflect on these experiences. How did modeling curiosity and learning impact your interactions with your children? What did you learn about yourself in the process? Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Growing Dad Podcast. Remember, by modeling curiosity and a love for learning, we're not just teaching our children, we're growing alongside them. Until next time, this is Jacob Sager reminding you that in the classroom of life, curious fathers raise curious children.